Good morning. It's Monday, December 15th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. A federal incentive for homeowner solar is expiring soon. Congress voted this summer to eliminate the tax credit at the end of this year. But people in the solar industry remain optimistic.
I imagine there's going to be a slowdown, but I think solar at this point probably has a lot to stand on its own.
That story's coming up after the news. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas wants the Senate to amend part of a defense bill that he says will make flying less safe. Moran and other senators say the provision will roll back safety regulations that were put in place after a commercial flight from Wichita collided with a military helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport. 67 people were killed in January.
There is fragility in the safety of our air system. Now is not the time. Now is not the time to step back from these efforts.
Moran has sponsored legislation aimed at increasing aviation safety, especially around congested airspace. It would require better tracking technology for all aircraft, including those operated by the military. The helicopter involved in the crash had its location technology turned off. The House passed the defense bill, and the Senate is expected to begin discussions this week. The Boeing Company officially returned to Wichita last week with the unveiling of public signs on the former Spirit AeroSystems campus. The signs in southeast Wichita mark Boeing's acquisition of Spirit for more than $8 billion. Local and state leaders, including Governor Laura Kelly, joined Boeing executives to reveal the new signs and celebrate the transition. Boeing also acquired Spirit facilities in Texas, Oklahoma, and Europe, and it announced the creation of Spirit Defense, which will continue its work with the defense industry. Wichita school leaders are still aiming for another bond issue vote late next year, despite a likely special election in the spring on a citywide sales tax. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
Wichita school district crews will spend winter break moving teachers out of Chester Lewis Alternative High School because of structural damage at the site. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the move illustrates the dire physical condition of many school buildings and the need to finance major upgrades.
Our recommendation continues to be a bond issue vote in November of 2026, but that is ultimately up for the board to decide.
That could mean at least two tax measures on Wichita ballots in 2026, after city council members voted to move forward with a likely vote in March on a 1 cent sales tax. Sedgwick County leaders have said they are also considering a quarter-cent sales tax to fund recreation programs. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A new plan for Douglas between Washington and Grove will be put to a city council vote tomorrow. The proposed redesign narrows a busy section of the street from 5 lanes to 3. A dedicated bus lane would be carved out by East High School, and wider sidewalks and new parking would be added. City staff say the goal is to improve safety for drivers and pedestrians who are moving through central Wichita. The District 1 Advisory Board approved the plan earlier this month with the caveat that bike lanes and parallel parking should be added. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office is warning people of continued telephone fraud aimed at older adults. A popular way scammers are tricking people is by pretending to be a grandchild in jail who needs money to get out. Mark Bennett is Sedgwick County's district attorney. He says these types of cases are among the most common his office investigates.
The best way to protect your money is not lose in the first place and not share your personal information and just get the message out over and over and over again.
Signs of fraudulent behavior include a sense of urgency from the caller, secrecy, and asking for money through unusual payment methods. The U.S. Department of Justice recently reported $2 billion in losses from fraud aimed at the elderly. More than 1 million people were victimized. The Wichita Police Department is asking people to avoid damaging property during social media treasure hunts. Law enforcement agencies say they've seen an increase in so-called cash hunts or treasure hunts that encourage people to search in public places. Police warn that digging in city parks or damaging landscaping, flower beds, or other features is considered defacing city property and could result in a ticket. They're also asking content creators not to hide items in ways that would encourage digging or other violations. A new scholarship program will help some community college students transition to a 4-year degree program at Fort Hays State University. University officials announced the new program this week. It will provide scholarship money to each of the state's 19 community college presidents to help students in financial need. The program will launch in the new year. Award recommendations are due to Fort Hays State by April 1st for the fall 2026 semester. More information on the Fort Hays State Community College President's Scholarship is at fhsu.edu. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. A federal tax credit for solar runs out at the end of this month after Congress voted to eliminate it. People in the solar industry, though, remain optimistic. But as Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, homeowners are rushing to complete projects before time runs out.
Hi, girls. Rhonda McClure and her husband toss a few pumpkins over the fence to their flock of sheep on a small farm in Wahoo, Nebraska. In one of their grazing areas, there's a row of shiny panels tilted toward the sun. They added a solar array in 2021 to help power their home and well. Rhonda says solar fits in with her efforts to use sustainable practices and reduce their energy costs over the long run.
Several months, our overall bill has been like $4 or $9.
Those cost savings helped convince the McClures to install other solar projects on their farm. That includes new solar panels for an outbuilding where Rhonda stores wool, makes fiber art, and hosts visitors.
We already have church groups and school groups come in, and now in the future we'll be able to add, you know, yeah, you can come here during the summertime and have an air-conditioned space because of the solar.
But Rhonda says they likely would have waited to install this solar until next spring if it weren't for a federal tax credit expiring earlier than expected. Originally, homeowners had until the end of 2032 to qualify for the Residential Clean Energy Credit, which covers 30% of project costs. The One Big Beautiful Bill that became law in July cut that deadline to the end of this year.
That caused a kind of a run on solar here.
That's Eric Schneider, Director of Business Development at Straight Up Solar. The company designs and installs solar systems for homes, businesses, and nonprofits in Missouri and Illinois.
We sold out in September, and many other solar companies were selling out in July, which means they, their entire build schedule was full for 2025 because people wanted to get in before the tax credit expired at the end of the year.
In Iowa, customers are also looking to install projects before the end of the year. Paul Cutting helps homeowners identify opportunities to improve their energy efficiency and pay for them as an energy auditor with the nonprofit Clean Energy Districts of Iowa. He sees solar as something that will continue to attract more homeowners concerned about rising electricity bills, even without the federal tax credit next year.
I imagine there's going to be a slowdown, but I think solar at this point probably has a lot to stand on its own.
Electricity rates across the U.S. have gone up in the last 5 years. Inflation, upgrades to aging infrastructure, and natural disasters are some of the factors. The rapid expansion of data centers is another. Corey Zeman is a solar program coordinator with the Midwest Renewable Energy Association.
We're hoping that maybe people start looking at their bill and they realize solar is still a good investment because energy prices are going up. And if you're buying solar, you're essentially buying all the energy you're going to use from that system all at once. You're locking in that rate, so you won't be subject to the increases that are coming.
The cost of installing residential solar varies a lot. Nationwide, it averages around $23,000, according to the nonprofit Center for Sustainable Energy. But industry experts say some residential solar projects can cost upwards of $40,000. Zeman says the federal tax credit made it more affordable for homeowners to install solar. But another way to help cut costs is through something called group buys.
And a group buy is essentially getting a large group of people together in a certain community and then going out to bid and trying to get people a bulk price so that they can all go solar at once.
Zeman's Grow Solar team has completed over 70 group buy programs across 6 states in the Midwest. He's optimistic about solar's future. So is Schneider with a solar company in Missouri and Illinois, who says the industry has always been dynamic.
We call it the solar coaster in the industry because demand kind of fluctuates up and down and up and down, and some of it's policy driven, some of it's interest rate driven.
Schneider and others in the solar industry say they're along for the ride. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KMUW. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. We're wrapping up the year with a discussion of The Snow Child by Awen Ivey and Dinner from Public. Bring a book to swap and a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.